a Bible primer for crisis management. A meme recently read, "Can we uninstall 2020 and install it again? This version has a virus." If life were only that easy, uninstall, redo, go back, and correct, or just download a new version. But life is not that simple. Mistakes, misstatements, crises, and yes, sin are all tough taskmasters. They make violators pay. In fact, they seldom take captives. They make one pay, if possible, the full extent of the penalty of missing the mark. What would we do without grace and mercy? But what about surviving and thriving in the midst of this indiscriminate and unusual coronavirus? How can we cope with it on a practical basis? I write while serving at the Adventist University of Africa, a general conference institution in Nairobi, Kenya. We are on lockdown, delivering all graduate instruction online. We, like you, are praying, trusting, avoiding large gatherings, and working from home. We are using good hygiene, social distancing, dispensing good when possible, and seeking to be proactive, and daily practicing the natural remedies to build our immune system. Can we do more? Are there attitudes and actions we can implement to enable us to thrive in the midst of the crisis, rather than just survive? The Bible depicts a series of crises that literally shook the foundation of people and nations during the times in which they lived. It portrays common men and women who rose to crisis occasions by assuming their attitudes and actions of conquerors rather than those conquered. Let's look at five inspiring examples from the Old Testament. Number one, Noah chose careful preparation over crisis, chaos. Noah was a master crisis mover. People can choose to lose their calm, or they can calmly assess the situation, follow truth, and implement best practices. The lesson we can learn? Spend your time methodically preparing to better the crisis. Number two, Job maintained persistent commitment over understandable capitulation. Job knew that he had done nothing to deserve the massive crisis that affected his family, his fortune, and physical frame. But he didn't cowardly capitulate. The lesson we can learn? Even if you personally suffer, don't cave in and lose faith. Number three, Joseph planned proactively over passive compliance. The Joseph story has multiple lessons for maximizing crises. Joseph maximized crisis at every turn. When he was in the pit during slavery, in Potiphar's house, in prison, or in the palace, or when he was in power, resulting in the saving of his entire society. The lesson we can learn? Don't just endure a crisis. Understand God. Maximize it. Number four, Habakkuk practiced persistent praise over passive pessimism. Habakkuk argued with God in the midst of a crisis about what he perceived to be divine inconsistency. He lost the argument, but resolved to praise rather than protest. The lesson we can learn? Exercise discipline to praise God in the midst of a seemingly unfair, unfathomable crisis. Number five, Esther championed justice over personal security. Esther, the favored Jewish princess, had every motive to preserve her own life as opposed to risking her position for the preservation of her people. She historically chose to aid others. The lesson we can learn? In the midst of crisis, risk all for the greater good of serving and saving others.